Unaware of the drama that was being enacted in the bell tower, both parties of questers carried on their search in the gloomy underground tunnels. Skipper, Biscay and Humphrey plodded along the left passageway, constantly avoiding entangling roots, dripping water and rough chunks of flint which stuck out at every angle. Humphrey spoke his thoughts aloud as they pressed onward.
Hope we don't lose our way back. We must have come miles out of the way.
Skipper chuckled.
We can hardly lose our way back, because this is the only tunnel we've travelled along.
The burly young hedgehog was still not convinced.
But suppose it splits two ways again. I bet it'd be easy to get lost in, eh, Blisk?
His young mouse friend scoffed.
If that happens, Humph, we'll fret about it then. You're a proper old worrywart, mate.
Skipper sniffed the atmosphere.
The air seems to be getting fresher down here. Are you thinking what I am, young Biscay?
Humphrey interrupted.
You mean that there's a way out into the fresh air up yonder somewheres?
The otter chieftain held his lantern up, winking at Biscay.
Our Humphrey ain't as green as he looks. Mark my words, that ogle go far some day.
Humphrey sat down where the floor was dry, massaging his foot paws.
I've gone far enough for one day, thank you, Skip. Let's take a little rest.
Biscay and Skipper joined them. From where they were seated, the passage before them appeared to run straight without any twists or turns. Resting his chin on both paws, Humphrey declared gloomily.
This blinking tunnel must go on forever.
Biscay squinted into the passage as he consulted the otter chieftain.
How good are your eyes, Skip?
Skipper shrugged.
Not as good as they used to be. Why?
Biscay pointed down the tunnel.
Somewhere along there, I thought I saw a glint of light. Might have been a sunray shining through.
Humphrey wrinkled his snout after a perfunctory glance.
I can't see anything from here.
Biscay was already up, hurrying forward with Skipper following, upbraiding Humphrey as he went.
Shift yourself, Spiky Bottom. Let's go and investigate.
Biscay raced ahead, shouting.
I was right. It's daylight coming through a hole in the ceiling. Come on, mates.
The young mouse put on an extra burst of speed, outdistancing his companions. He arrived in the golden moated shaft of light. A shadow passed overhead. Cupping paws about his mouth, Biscay called out.
Land a paw up there. We're from Redwall Abbey.
A carved rock about the size of an apple, attached to the end of a long greased line, struck Biscay on the side of his head. He slumped forward, half stunned, the line whipping around his body. Several other similar lines hit him, snaring the young mouse completely. A multitude of paws hauled him swiftly up through the hole. Shrill voices chanted jubilantly. Skipper could not make out what was going on up ahead. Hearing the sounds, he dashed toward the shaft of light. Not being as fast, Humphrey stumbled behind, calling anxiously.
Where's Biscay gone? Has something happened to him?
Almost at the spot, Skipper skidded to a halt. Dark shapes were pouring through the hole. Lots of them. Another cry rang out. Suddenly, the passage was crowded with foe beasts. In the gloom, Skipper could not make out who or what they were. Acting instinctively, he hailed his lantern at their front ranks. Turning, he grabbed Humphrey.
Out of here, mate! Quick!
Foot! A plumed splinter of wood shot the otter just above his right foot paw. Kicking it out, he pushed Humphrey into a headlong run.
There's too many of them! Get going or we're finished!
Both otter and hedgehog fled for their lives, with the screeching mob at their heels.